in the audio blog that I mentioned above, the one that says that the economy underclass is essentially a value assigning set of practices, conventions. In that audio blog, we said that the economy was not the only value assigning mechanism. And we named as an adjunct one education, but now, with Alice's help, we're seeing that the main one is called parenting. For here, as in the word value, economy and coercion likewise come together. And we'll clarify this next week. And as we, as living things, don't like to be forced. Your body tells you that every second. When will we begin talking about it and trusting that it's right? We don't like to be forced. But what are we from day one under the regime of the class system? Through the medium of the parent who is the delegate, as Bentham told rulers to ensure, we are forced. Everything about our lives in a class system is coerced. And we're going to talk more about that next week as we examine the work of Mr. Gentleman from Canada. Politician. Statesman. A global state statesman. We'll get the heads up on how they're trying to con us. We in the urban areas, the global cities of the West, we'll have to think more about what the unstated agenda, fear, that motivates these policy pieces. So in that word parenting, as in the word value, economy and coercion likewise come together. And as we as living things don't like to be forced, anger unvented becomes pain, unspoken becomes rage, released becomes violence, cha-cha-cha. And so decade after decade after decade, and before Marlon Riggs, we had Alice telling, remember that great explanation she gave last week, which we'll be returning to in the next show, of violence? And every generation is told, get busy solving the problem, as if Alice never wrote, as if Marlon's very, very concise and on the money explanation shouldn't be where we start in understanding the manufactured problem of violence. We're the ones who teach our children they're not born whole. We do that. We do that. That's the point of that first little non-coercion commercial I put on this page. We do that. And yet, we are encouraged to find, as Alice said, substitute objects for our anger. Anger unvented. We never get to the authentic source of that anger, which is force. We're the ones who teach our children they're not born whole, that they have no wealth unless it's earned. So the threads for seeing this transition come together in seeing what Alice taught us, that under the regime of class, at birth, all value is stripped from us. We become valueless until the market assigns a value to us. As children, we come to see this clearly and hasten to increase our value in relation to others immediately. That's real obvious. and children feel that there is no love and support when they're forced out into that heartless dog-eat-dog competition, which parents are encouraged to think is good for your child. That's called reinforcing the system for them, for it. Children hasten to increase their value in relation to others so that they can be of service to the state and be recognized as having value. What they have not, that which they possess, but they will be told they don't by us. Under the regime of rule, the global state statesmen, those who participate in the global race for supremacy, can only control us, i.e. feel safe, if they assign us our values. What did Plato say? Nothing is more important than this. No one should be without a leader. Everybody gotta be on a leash so they can feel safe. The stuff, but evidence is this, testifies it, testifies to, indicates, symbolizes, signals our rank. So the whole crafted world of class is compressed in this concept, value. Because like a bad seed that reproduces itself infinitely, sending its shoots and roots into everything, there is nothing that it doesn't infect, this concept.